Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. All right, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been sharing, listening, and commenting as they left their reviews online. You know what I always say, everything is better when we are productive. That's right. Everything is better in life when we are productive. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I know will intrigue each and every one of you. No, I'm not going to be talking about the election. No, I'm not going to be talking about COVID. What we're going to be talking about is money matters. Money matters. And why do I want to talk about money matters? Because money truly does matter. And when you focus on what matters, guess what happens? Things actually get done. You've often heard me say that what you focus on gets done. So here's a question that I have for you. Does money matter in your life? And if it does, how do you show it? Are you teaching your spouse, your kids, your friends, your neighbors, how money matters? Oftentimes, we don't think that we're making a statement, but in actuality, we are. There are going to be several topics that I cover during this show that you may feel that you're good at, you may feel that you need to work on, or you may feel that you can do better at. Listen, at the end of the day, this is for each and every one of us. No one is better than the other person. You may be better at some of the things, but I promise you, you won't be better at all of the things. So today's topic is money matters. No, I'm not here to teach you how to be a millionaire. No, I'm not teaching you how to actually do any kind of 3-4 point plan. I simply want to talk to you about topics on money. Now, you already know when they say it takes money to make money. What does that actually mean to you? How do you exercise that specific statement in your life? Yes, it does take money to make money, but it also takes a plan, a vision, and a strategy. If you don't have a plan, a vision, or a strategy, you're not going to be able to turn a dime into a dollar. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Well, let me start off by saying this. The first thing I want to share is concentrate on your passion and money will follow. I've often told people that money is a byproduct of service. So when you're looking at money matters, the question is, how much do you serve? Do you serve your community? Are you helping others? Or are you simply trying to gain without putting in the sweat equity? You know, making money, as I always say to everyone, is not the end all, meet all. But I promise you this, it sure is not a bad thing either. Many people have a problem with money because they don't know how to treat it. They don't give their money a mission. And when you don't give your money a mission or you don't know how to treat money, money won't stick around. Money appreciates itself. Money also appreciates how you treat it. So the question is, are you concentrating on your passions to see that money will actually follow you concentrating on your passion? Now, I know without a shadow of a doubt, it's not easy to hear some of these things because they're so simplistic that you would think everybody is doing them. But I assure you, I promise you, I adjure you that is not what's going on in our society today. Because if everybody really could do it, I guess they would have already. But you have to have the discipline. You have to have the structure. You have to have the order and the willpower to follow through with what you say you want to accomplish. How about this one, folks? The best things in life are free. the best things in life are free. You know, when you start looking at it from the statement, and people will say it, money can't buy you happiness. No, it can't buy you happiness, but it sure can buy a whole lot of things. Now, my question to you is, are the best things in life free? Do you really believe that statement? Investing time with your family, friends, having a great laugh, having a great time, making memorable moments. Do all of these things actually cost you money? It depends on who's on what side of the receiving end. So when we talk about money buying you happiness, no, it can't buy you happiness, but it sure can bring you comfort. Do you believe that? I believe that there's nothing wrong with money bringing you comfort, but that's not important. The important thing is to invest money on the things that truly matters to you. Stop spending frivolously and make sure that whatever you're investing in, it adds value to your life. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Money truly does matter. Okay, let's talk about it from this perspective. Wealth comes with wealthy thinking. Oh, boy, that's a bombshell. I'm telling you right now, you might want to sit down for this one. Yes, wealth does come with wealthy thinking. Can you ask yourself right now, how much do you think you are worth? Ooh, boy, it's getting quiet. It's getting quiet. Dr. Vern, why are you doing it to us like this today? Well, I really want you to ask yourself that question. How much do you think you are worth? Now, many people would say, you can't pay me what I'm worth, but they can't put a number on their worth. I can almost guarantee that you figure whatever that number is based on the salary that you may make on your job. But I don't believe that's the case. I don't believe that that number means anything. I don't believe even if you added a zero to that figure, that it would truly make you feel like that's what you're worth. See, what you've got to understand is you're worth way more than you understand. I'm going to say that again. What you've got to understand is you're worth way more than you understand or can comprehend, because wealth comes with wealthy thinking. If you think small, you're going to live small. If you think tiny, you're going to live tiny. But if you think big, you can live big. Change your mind and it will change your thoughts. You know, I'm reminded of conversations that I've had with some extremely wealthy people. And one of the things that I love about them is the statement that they make when it comes to money. Spending less keeps you grounded to what matters most. You see, most people don't realize that you don't have to spend a lot of money for things that matter to you the most. Yes, there are those who are tightwads. I'm talking about the people who squeak when they walk. I'm talking about they are so frugal that life seems like it's not worth living. But there is a portion, there is a harmony, there is some type of synergy that you can get from learning how spending less keeps you grounded to what matters most. Can I ask you a really good question? What adds humility to your life? Now, right now, I know you're thinking about 100 things, but what truly adds humility to your life? Let's go back to the statement. What value do you put on yourself? Because when you begin to put and place value on yourself, on your time, your efforts, your energy, this is when you begin to realize that, man, you know what? Am I really investing my time wisely? Many people don't think of life this way, but hey, I'm just sharing with you a few tips on money matters. Let me ask you this question. Many of you have heard the statement of having an emergency fund. My question is, and it doesn't have to be the number that someone else tells you, but do you have an emergency fund? Have you heard that statement when they say it's better to be safe than it is to be sorry? It's better for you to have something that you don't need than not to have it when you need it. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? We're talking money matters, folks. I want to know this. What would you appreciate more? Being able to help someone in need or being in need and getting no help? Man, I'm telling you, this stuff is serious to me, folks. Money does matter. I remember my parents saying money don't grow on trees. So don't waste money. Invest your money, invest your time, build up some type of equity in whatever it is that you're doing. Here's something that I can answer for you that are asking right now. What does financial freedom look like for you? All jokes aside, what does financial freedom look like for you? See, here's what I really, really want you to focus in on. Having money is one thing. Letting money have you is a whole nother thing. The question is, where do you fall on the Richter scale? Money can solve problems, but it doesn't solve all problems. You don't believe me? Think about world hunger. Think about cancer. Think about the things that money just cannot solve. Money doesn't buy you happiness. And when you realize that, truly, money only solves certain problems. It doesn't solve all problems. Here's another one that I've got for you. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have heard hundreds of people talk about what success looks like, what their business success model is, and so on and so forth. But can I be honest with you? There's no cookie cutter mode for success or business success. There's no cookie cutter mode for you to live your life like someone else is living, because your life is totally different from theirs. What really does matter is, what is your life plan? What are you basing that plan off of? And how do you expect to achieve that life plan? See, you can't put yourself in someone else's shoes and think that it's going to work the exact same way for you. Because doing that means you have the wrong idea. What do you mean you have the wrong idea? One person's business success may be another person's business failure. So it's important for you not to look for a template, but for you to recognize the actual pieces necessary to build and have your own success. Your pathway may not look like my pathway. Your journey may not be exactly like my journey, but there are some similarities. So never, ever, ever look for a cookie cutter mode when it comes to business success. Are you picking up what I'm putting down today? I sure hope so. We're talking money matters on Productivity 360. How can you be more productive in this time? Here's what I know. It doesn't matter if there's an election going on. It doesn't matter if it's an election year. It doesn't matter if COVID is actually happening. What are the money matters that you need to focus on to help you build your own economy? What are the money matters that you need to focus on to help you build your money economy? Listen, start here. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Make it make sense for your individual area and the demographic that you're trying to reach. Provide a service or a product and do it to the best of your ability. Dream big and it'll teach you how to save. Dream big, and it will motivate you to do better. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Man, I surely hope so. Here's something else that I really, really want to help you when it comes to your money matters. There are these things out there that are called financial calculators. You should use them. Use them to the best of your ability. Why? A financial calculator is going to help you to put in various different points to get to the plan or the desired result that you want. You know, I remember purchasing my first home. Looking at a financial calculator really, really assisted me. When we purchased our second home, it was the same thing. And then when we purchased our third home, I was like, wow. But you know what I love the most? Forget the purchase. Look at the appreciation. Look at the reports you get when your equity goes up in your home. Look at the actual thing that says, oh, your house went from this amount to now that amount. Look at exponential growth. When you want to talk money matters, you're not talking 1 + 1 and 2 + 2. You're talking exponential growth. That is the type of growth that you want to have. It doesn't matter that we are in the latter part of the year. Anytime is a good time to start. So as we talk with you here on Productivity 360, our goal is to give you information, revelation, inspiration, and empowerment in many different forms. Just so happens to be in every area of your life through the lens of productivity. So, can I ask you one more question? When you learn how money matters to you, there will be many, many positive side effects. When you learn what to do with your money, there will be many, many positive side effects. But when you teach your money how to be productive, that's when you're going to start to see exponential growth. Look, folks, it's always a pleasure. It's always exciting to talk with you each and every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. If you haven't downloaded the Bashani app, I say, what planet are you living on? Make sure that you go ahead and do that so that you can listen to the numerous shows that are on the Bashani network that can be pulled up day in, day out, all day, every day, 24/7. You can listen to dynamic shows such as Productivity 360 and so many more. I challenge you to be the best version of you that you can possibly be. Why? Because it is possible. Let no one tell you anything different. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all. You know what I always say? I want you to be innovative, right? Why do I want you to be innovative? Because I know that it's possible for you to live to produce. But more importantly, be productive or be replaced. Until next Friday, folks, I'll catch you soon. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.